This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It has been 4 months since the Supreme Court blocked President Biden's plan to write off up to $20,000 in student debt for most people with federal loans. Now the administration has come out with a new, very different student debt relief plan. This is in early stages, and it needs to wind through an involved rulemaking process. But if some version of it is finalized, it could offer a new path to loan cancellation. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
This new forgiveness plan would not apply to everyone with federal student loans.
The Department of Education is basically focusing on providing relief to five broad categories of borrowers.
Adam Minsky is a lawyer who works with student loan borrowers. He says those categories include
borrowers who owe a lot more now than what they originally borrowed, perhaps due to interest accrual and fees over time.
Borrowers who have been paying on their student loans for more than 25 years.
People who attended certain institutions that basically saddled them with unreasonable amounts of debt and didn't provide them with a clear pathway to generating income through employment.
People who should qualify for existing student loan forgiveness programs, but for whatever reason haven't applied.
And finally, there's sort of like a catch-all category for borrowers who might be experiencing some sort of extreme financial hardship.
For now, that's really all the detail there is. It's unclear, for instance, whether people who fall into one of those categories would get all of their remaining student loans forgiven or just some.
We're working through those issues. You know, some of these ideas are partial forgiveness, some are more complete.
James Quall is the Undersecretary of Education.
We're currently at one of the early stages of the process, but we're working as fast as we can.
The goal, he says, is to get debt relief to as many borrowers as possible as quickly as possible.
It's the White House trying to take another bite at the apple from a different angle where they might have surer footing from a legal perspective.
Betsy Mayotte at the nonprofit Institute of Student Loan Advisors says it will likely be about a year, maybe a little less or a little more, before anything is finalized.
This is not a done deal, and the proposals could change significantly before it is a done deal.
And she says any final rule could be challenged in court. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.